USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet is reporting one person was rescued and five others were missing after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean Tuesday afternoon. The MH-60S chopper crashed into the sea about 60 nautical miles from San Diego, California. It's unclear how many sailors were aboard the aircraft assigned to the USS Abraham Lincoln. California firefighters worked into the night to try to stop the growing Caldor fire from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Evacuation orders were expanded to communities in Nevada. The weeks-old fire was 18% contained Wednesday, as it threatened almost 34,000 homes and other structures in the area. President Trump on One America News Tuesday grades President Biden's Afghan withdrawal.
This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer is going to make their U.S. employees get vaccinated, but not with the vaccine they produce. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson.
Apple's upcoming smartwatch is suffering production problems. Bloomberg reported the Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to have a larger screen with a faster processor. Nikkei reported production of the device has been delayed due to the complexity of the new watch. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's leadership of the Afghanistan withdrawal has many on both sides of the aisle questioning his supreme commander ability. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent tells CNN someone needs to be held accountable for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Well, I think that there has to be some level of accountability. The evacuation clearly was successful in many ways. It was extraordinary what our people on the ground did. But the policy that led up to this evacuation was disastrous on a strategic, military, diplomatic, and humanitarian level. I think the president, you know, presented a false choice to the American people. That is, either we end this forever war, everybody out, or a major troop surge. And I don't think that was the choice at all. Yes, we could have maintained an uneasy equilibrium or a very fragile status quo better than the Taliban. But I do think there has to be some level of accountability. Not right now, but over time, I think there should be someone who should probably step down over what happened, because I don't think anybody can say this policy made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
Hurricane Ida's remnants will be in central Pennsylvania all the way through parts of southern New England, especially southern Connecticut today, with really heavy rain and some flash flooding. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.